Dennis Stotts. We're at White Lace Inn in beautiful Door County, Wisconsin, in Sturgeon Bay.
This is a bed and breakfast, a true historic inn. Tell us the backstory.
Well, Bonnie and I started the inn in 1982, and really the backstory is that between the two of us, we decided way back in about 1978 or so what we wanted to do, and we were real specific about that in terms of we were looking for a historic structure or a couple of structures next to each other that we were going to convert into what would be larger than a typical bed and breakfast. We thought of as more a historic inn because we eventually wanted to have at least a few employees, not just three or four rooms that we ran entirely by ourselves. And I was an engineer at that point doing some traveling, and I left the company actually the day that Reagan got shot was my last day as an engineer. We started traveling around lower Michigan, Wisconsin, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, trying to decide, first of all, where we wanted to do this.
Was it a love of hospitality or also combined with a love of history and architecture that was a game shifter for you?
Well, really, it's kind of all of that. We had lived in Connecticut for a while. I was transferred a couple different places out of college as an engineer. When we lived in Connecticut, we started staying at some inns, traveling up into Vermont, New Hampshire, also and Maine. We got to know some friends, some folks in Maine. Actually, Captain Lord Manchin and Kennebunkport, Maine, became good friends of ours in the late 70s, early 80s. That really gave us the impetus to doing this. Both of us had an interest in historic structures, antiques, that sort of thing. And we wanted to do something that combined both of our, all of our interests, I should put it that way, interests and hobbies and that sort of thing. So we went through this process where we literally wrote lots of things down on paper and eventually came up with a historic inn of at least 10 or 12 rooms. And then we went through the process first of trying to decide where it was we wanted to do this.
What made you decide Door County? What brought you here?
Well, again, we looked all over lower Michigan, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then Wisconsin, and for a lot of reasons, picked Door County in general first, and then after about another 6 months at the end of that process, picked Sturgeon Bay specifically, because in a sense, it's the only year-round town up here. It's less so now. Sister Bay certainly is now, too. But everything in Sturgeon Bay then was open year-round, and it still is, and it's the county seat. It's a little town yet of about 9,000 folks. At that point, a couple of districts were just being nominated for the National Register of Historic Places. This is 1982 again. And so we were really interested in getting involved in that. A lot of the historic downtown at that point was, frankly, largely vacant. It was going through a transition. And so here we are two blocks away from the historic downtown district. We bought our first house, which is this 1903 Victorian that we're sitting in right now. And then that evolved over a couple of years. We've always figured we would expand. We just didn't think it would be as quick as it did happen.
In your expansion, what did you do?
Well, 1982, we opened, and it came with just about an acre of land, this first house. So there's a big backyard, which was sort of the neighborhood ballpark, frankly, that little chunk of land back there. Wiffle ball field, if you want to call it that. And so in 1983, we acquired a house that was down the street about four blocks that a bank was going to tear down. Not of a lot of significance, but it was an 1880s structure, a house. It's 20 feet wide and about 50 feet long, and it actually fit real nicely in our backyard. So we bought that in 1983, moved it to our property in late 1983, literally parked it in the backyard until we got all the permits approved, and then in November of 83, moved it onto its foundation in our backyard. And then in January of 84, I started ripping it apart, and we had it back together with six rooms open June 28th of 1984. So there's six rooms, all with queen-size beds, wood-burning fireplaces, pretty simple bathrooms. That was 1984. 2 years later, in 1986, we bought what we now call the Washburn House, which is right across the backyard through the gardens. We have gazebo and all kinds of gardens back there now and picket fences. So the Washburn House was 1986. We opened those rooms mid-August of 1986. There's one large suite and three large rooms, all with fireplaces, large whirlpools, queen-size beds also. And then 10 years later, 1996, we did the fourth house, which is the Hadley House, right next to the Washburn House. right across the backyard again, too. So it's four houses contiguous surrounding a central backyard. The last house, the Hadley House, has four huge suites, all with king-size beds, gas fireplaces, large whirlpools also.
So a real diversity of places to spend the night.
Yeah, if you add that all up, it gets a little confusing, but we have a total of 18 rooms and suites between the four houses. There are 15 rooms that have a fireplace. There are 12 that have a whirlpool, of which 9 have both a fireplace and whirlpool. So there's quite a variety.
So it is an inn, but you have its breakfast is a part of the package, correct?
Yeah, we do a full breakfast. When we first started out for a lot of years, it was more of a simple continental breakfast, even though we made it ourselves. But now it's been a full breakfast and pretty creative generally, too, for at least 25 years. Again, we've been open 35 years now.
This seems to be an ideal kind of centrally located base camp, a place to stay if you want to explore the region, either up to the tip of the peninsula or down.
Yeah, from here it's roughly just under an hour's drive to the absolute tip of the peninsula. It's 43 miles to the tip, and then you take a ferry over to Washington Island if you want to also, and Rock Island, which is another state park. That's the thing. We have 5 state parks, 18 county parks, 11 lighthouses, 8 wineries. I mean, it kind of goes on and on. There are 316 miles of shoreline just within our county limits. It's a remarkable, remarkable thing.
So it'd be fair to say the majority of the people that come to stay here also come to explore.
Oh, absolutely. If you're not familiar with Door County, it's a wonderful area for the arts, both performing arts as well as visual arts. It's 11 miles wide here at Sturgeon Bay from the body of water Green Bay to Lake Michigan. And it's also just under an hour from here back to the other side of the city of Green Bay, which is where Lambeau Field is. And most home games, for instance, we will have 4, 5, or 6 rooms taken by folks that go to Packer games also.
I am a sucker for architecture. While even walking up, you can't help falling in love with this Victorian. What's briefly the story on it, the history? You said it was built, 1903.
Yeah, White Lace Inn, the main house, as we call it, was built in 1903. It's a wonderful Victorian house, asymmetrically shaped, meaning there's a tower off to one side. So it's really a late Victorian house, which would have been built a little bit earlier in a larger metro area. It's sort of an 1890s house if you're in a larger metro area. But we're in a little rural area here. This was built by a lawyer named Richard Cody, who was actually a second cousin, I believe, to Buffalo Bill Cody. By the way, his slight claim to fame was he trained the lawyer, supposedly, that brought the Teapot Dome scandal to fruition at some point much later. He passed away in 1908, and his widow lived here another 40 years until 1948. And then after that, for, almost 30 years before we bought it, it was used by the Knights of Columbus and Elks Club as just a meeting room, as well as prom dinners, things like that. So that's what it became known as around town. So when we took it over in the early 80s, it caused quite a stir, frankly, because the house had been dark for so long. When we had lights on literally about 23 hours a day as we were working to get open, it caused some real interest around town.
Very cool. And here it is, 2017, and it's going on strong.
Yeah, things are still doing really well. It's a wonderful community here. You know, I could go on about the things that occurred after we got here. Again, downtown when we got here was largely vacant or hugely underutilized. A couple historic districts were designated shortly, really about the time we got here. Restaurants finally started opening, interesting restaurants downtown in the mid to late 80s. Other inns and B&Bs started opening up about 4 or 5 years after we got here in 86, 87, 89. Then the early 90s, all kinds of shops and restaurants downtown on 3rd Avenue as well as on Jefferson Street.
So you've lived through a whole renaissance and you've watched it happen.
Yeah, you know, after a while you feel a little bit like, I don't want to say the old codger or something, but...
Pioneer.
We remember a lot of details. And it seems, it is a long time ago, I suppose, at this point. But so every now and then when there's a bit of a slight downturn in the economy, like 8 years ago, folks think, man, that's tough. But I can remember going downtown In 1983, this is no joke, and at night, you would never see a car parked downtown at night. Now, it's almost always bustling at night because we have four very good restaurants, two short blocks from here, and all kinds of shops, and I mean, it's just a wonderful area.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Yeah, okay.
And I will do my best to regroup with you. Tell us your name and where we are again and for further information.
I'm Dennis, and my wife Bonnie and I started the inn in 1982. We're in beautiful Door County, Wisconsin, in Sturgeon Bay. WhiteLaceInn.com is a really straightforward website to go to. Again, it's WhiteLaceInn.com. If you just do a search for White Lace Inn, you'll pop up all kinds of other things. So you really need to kind of go to WhiteLaceInn.com.
Thank you so much. What a joy. What a pleasure and a great morning. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in and try and come back sometime.
I would love to. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County, Wisconsin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.